A $230 million proposal to redevelop University Heights Shopping Center has been put on pause because of a dispute between the developer and its Home Depot tenant. Westbid said it is at an impasse with Home Depot, which leases a site on the north end of the property at 3986 Shelburne Street. Westbid, a subsidiary of Persis Holdings Limited of Vancouver, had been planning to revamp the 1980s-era University Heights Shopping Center with close to 600 rental units, a public plaza, and extensive commercial space. A 6-meter-wide pedestrian and cycling connector is proposed to link Arrow Road through to Shelburne Street. The roadblock emerged after Saanich Council voted in August to send the proposal to a public hearing, which has not been held. Westbid said in a statement Wednesday that the retailer is insisting on strict compliance with a provision in its lease that restricts construction of buildings on common parking and access areas on the site. The plan envisions construction where the underground parking access off Shelburne Street is currently located. In return for the developer being able to go ahead with the project, Home Depot is requesting a 10,000-square-foot expansion, $5 million in compensation and other concessions, Westbid said. Westbid said not only would this increase costs, but the request at this stage of the process could add up to another year to the planning and approvals process. The developer said that it has already addressed a host of Home Depot's concerns related to how the company would operate during construction, such as traffic flow, customer parking and truck routing. Alyssa Ha, Home Depot spokeswoman in Toronto, said in an email that the company does not typically discuss ongoing negotiations, but has been in good faith discussions with the developer since 2017 regarding the development, which includes a parcel of land that they are not legally able to develop. The Home Depot location includes a 76,000-square-foot building constructed in 2005 and another 9,000 square feet in a covered garden area. A September report to Saanich Council from municipal staff noted that the proposed zoning for the redevelopment of the shopping center was based on no changes to the Home Depot area. If a Home Depot addition went ahead, that would trigger a municipal requirement for Westbid to put in additional services and other works. Westbid's Victoria-based planning and construction teams have now been told to pause all their activities. "We are disappointed and we know the people of Saanich and Greater Victoria will be disappointed," said Kevin Layden, Westbid president and chief executive. "But we cannot move forward with unreasonable requests." Plans had called for construction on the 6.4-acre site to begin next year and be completed in 2024. The project area is bordered by Mackenzie Avenue, Shelburne Street and Cedar Hill Road. Issues still to be sorted out with the municipality include providing for daycare use and the possibility of installing underground utility lines. Westbid estimates the development would bring $410 million in economic benefit to the capital region, including 300 construction jobs and 200 permanent jobs. Saanich Mayor Fred Haines said it was a great shame to hear that Westbid is pausing its plans. "We have worked on this for years. It's the second iteration. It's been a very expensive project to bring the plans forward because it's a significant and complex application. It was going to be a very critical addition to our housing stock." Haines said Saanich has heard that conditions sought by Home Depot are not financially viable to Westbid. "I do know that the applicant has worked for a long time to get advance agreement with Home Depot. A great deal of Saanich staff and council and community time was spent on this project," Haines said. "We just hope that if circumstances change, that the applicant will come back." CJ Wilson at TimesColonist.com.